views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it, too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, welcome to The Truth is Funny. You are on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette. Today, stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call in. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. So today I wanted to start the show just a little bit different where have my listeners, if you've listened to me before, you know I talk about energy work, and so I just wanted to do a little exercise with my listeners and just have everyone take a deep breath and put their attention on their spine and hold the intention of unconditional love. And anything that is in the way of that or any kind of reactions that we notice we have, just take another deep breath and put your attention on your spine. So basically that's just a little exercise in centering ourselves. And now I'd like to just continue with our topic today and bring on my guest. My brother Michael Deliage is here again. And we're going to talk about the Enneagram a bit and psychology. And we're going to talk about anger, shame, and anxiety. So I'd like to welcome my guest here. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. So yeah, as usual, we're going to continue with some of what we've talked about in past shows. And this time we're just going to delve a little deeper into it. And we're going to talk about certain reactions that people have when things bother them. And we find that we can kind of, depending on our personality types, we kind of find that we can notice which personality types go into what patterns. You want to expand on that a little bit? Tell us about what you know about the way that we disintegrate.
Yes, I mean, so the Enneagram there's nine personalities, 1 through 9, and they're broken up into groups of three. The instinctive triad, which would be the 8, 9, and 1, and they deal a lot with boundaries and issues and anger, and they tend to struggle a lot with that and how they cope with their anger. The second group, or what they would call triads, the feeling triad, which is the 2, 3s, and 4s, and they have a lot of issues with their being comfortable with their actual identity, and underneath there's a lot of issue with shame. And the third group would be the thinking triad, types 5, 6, and 7s, and they're concerned actually with anxiety, the lack of guidance, uncertainty about the future. They have a great deal of fear that's there.
Uh-huh. So basically, we're going to kind of hone in on which groups fall into shame, which groups fall into anger, which groups fall into anxiety. I know I didn't get that order the same as yours, but those three categories. And also, though, tell us really briefly, I mean, can we even go a little bit deeper where within those categories, people will feel slightly different versions of, let's say, shame, anger, or anxiety?
Right, yes. So again, with the triads, does that mean someone of another triad doesn't experience those other feelings? But let's say, for example, two people in the feeling triad, let's say, for example, a 2 and a 4. So they might both really struggle with shame, but how they cope with it or try to cope with it is very different. So a 2 will look outward for validation and has a strong desire to be wanted, and they try to mold their identity based on how much they feel valued and needed by people.
Right.
While 4s are more introspective and want to understand their true self and want to be understood and seen for who they are and for the unique person they are. So they have a lot of they struggle with not feeling appreciated for who they are, and a lot of shame comes from that when they're not have a sense they're not accepted.
All right, so we'll get into all each one specifically as we go on and on with the show. But before we get into each, you know, specific way that the numbers will feel shame or the personality types will feel shame or anger, anxiety, I just wanted to ask you kind of a broader question too. And just answer this however you feel as you see it. But what do you see the roots being of shame, anger, and anxiety?
So I'll start with shame because it's tends to focus on issues of the past. So shame tends to be when we feel guilt for not living up to either our own or other people's expectations, laying down like we don't measure up to some subjective measuring stick. So those tend to be the roots of a sense of comparing yourself to other people and feeling that you're falling short. Anger is more about boundary issues, and it's about when you feel either threatened or disrespected, and there's healthy ways of coping with it, such as just being assertive and yet respectful. And then there's issues when people like struggle, whether they keep it in and pen out, just like explode once in a while, or if they just lash out or really keep it repressed. So anger is a lot of times has to do with someone's boundaries feeling violated. And the last one, fear, anxiety. And anxiety is kind of in a way an irrational fear, because they tend to feel the worst case scenario, and there's no reason to think that a worst case scenario always happens. So it's the anxiety that is linked to the fear of the unknown, I guess, and not trusting oneself.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, well, that's interesting. I mean, and certainly it does help myself, you know, when I'm doing my energy work and stuff, because it helps me find the imbalances as well, where so like you said, I mean, if I know I'm dealing, or if I can quickly identify that I'm dealing with a 2, 3, or 4, for example, it's not necessarily that they're automatically going to have shame issues, but it's a good clue to look there first, or at least, you know, just, you know, test the energy, as we call it. And then same thing with like, and then, you know, an anger thing or anxiety, you know, and then we can also look at even a little bit deeper, like you said. I mean, how is the shame being expressed, you know? And it's like, if we know the number already, then sometimes it's predictable in a sense, how the stress is being expressed. And so, you know, sort of, you have like a path straight to where to rebalance the energy in a sense. So that's for anybody who does energy work and wants to incorporate this as well. I mean, you can definitely can help speed up the process and find things that maybe we didn't know how to find in the past. So back to the Enneagram questions here. What do you think is the like thing that people need to do to get, like, when they're triggered, you know? So obviously if you're triggered, if you're a shame person, just broadly, we'll get into it a little deeper, but on a broad level, what does, if you're feeling shame, what do you need to do when you're triggered? If you're feeling anger, what do you need to do when you're feeling triggered? What, and same thing for anxiety, to feel better.
So with the feeling triad, again, when you're feeling triggered, and a lot of times it's important to kind of tune in and just take a deep breath and ask yourself, are you trying to be the best person you can be and live up to your own expectations, or are you trying to live up to the expectations of others? And a lot of times in life, it seems that when we try to live up to please someone else or to the expectations of others, those have very devastating consequences. So just being very comfortable about who you are, what your goals are, where you want to be on life, and that all you have to do at the end of the day is answer to yourself, is a just good reminder tools about that, I would say, especially for people that are 2s, 3s, and 4s, being, you know, just be comfortable in that identity.
All right. So just, yeah, and when people who are in the anger triad feel triggered, what would you advise for them?
So with the anger is a lot of being in the moment, in the present. And I think sometimes we disconnect our body from the whole element, because anger is usually a thought or a feeling. But I also say just try to tune in, see where it is in your body, when you're doing your energetic corrections, just try to just center it and just know where it is, and then just kind of take a deep breath and see whether, okay, what boundary, try to identify what boundary you feel is being violated, and then just see what is the most constructive way to deal with it. Not necessarily lash out or like keep it in, but just take a deep breath, and if it needs to be said now by you and at that moment, that's key, because a lot of times people might have a legitimate issue, but then they lash out, and then the person takes it badly and it just escalates the conflict. So just learning just to hone in on where that anger is, what boundary it is, and then just be very calm when they talk about it. It's usually good to, it really helps for the anger issue, trying to just acknowledge in a healthy way.
And we've only got about a minute before break, but do you want to say a sentence or two about the anxiety, and we can get more into it later in the show?
Yes, in a nutshell. So the anxiety is to convince, to a peace of mind, to trust yourself, trust your guidance, that it's good to have support network, but you have to be able to trust yourself and be okay that of the unknown. And that when this situation arises, that if as long as you train yourself and are prepared and just have a good attitude, you'll be ready to take on life's challenges.
Cool. Thanks. So we'll delve a little deeper into all these things as the show goes on, but getting up against a break here soon. I want to just remind anybody, if they want to call in, they can at 1-800-930-2819, whether they have questions about this stuff or they want any energy shifts, you can definitely call in. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest is my brother Michael. When we return, we'll continue with them and make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Hey, we're back on The Truth Is Funny. I'm Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest is my brother, Michael Deliage. Before we continue, can you please share your contact information with our audience?
Yes, of course. My email is m_DELEAGE@yahoo.com. And my phone number is 415-250-5268. I would say email is probably the best way. If someone wants to call and set an appointment and wants to talk about it.
Cool. So there you go. If anybody has questions about their personality and or some of their people they know's personality or whatever, they can make an appointment with my brother and email him like he suggested at that address. If you want to get in touch with me, by the way, you can also reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com, which is whatphil@hotmail.com. And although I do know some of the stuff pretty well about the psychology, certainly my forte is more the energy side of things. So if you're interested in that, that's where I would get in touch with me. So we're going to continue with our topic here, and we're talking about shame, anxiety, anger, and so we're going to kind of delve into each one a little bit deeper, not only like which groups feel which one again. I know we already stated them, but not everybody might have tuned in at the beginning of the show, so we'll repeat that, and then what they can do to better their situations as well. So why don't we start with the shame? What can you tell us about, again, would you just repeat real quick which numbers are the ones that fall into the shame, which personality type numbers from the Enneagram?
Yes, the triad of shame, the three numbers are 2, 3s, and 4 personality types fall into the triad of shame. And that's known as a feeling triad.
Okay, great. So we're identifying in the first segment that these personality types, which if you're not familiar with the Enneagram, they're 9, and so the numbers 2, 3, and 4 are ones that when they're triggered, they often, not all the time, but quite often go into these issues of shame, or they carry underlying issues of shame through their life in certain cases. Would you expand on that and get a little bit specific about how the 2s go through it, the 3s go through it, and the 4s go through it?
Yeah, of course. So, again, shame is a lot of times tied with identity. And so with the 2, 3s, and 4s, their question is, why is who am I? Who am I turning into, growing into? And am I being accepted for who I am? And there are, so the struggle that they will have a lot of times is that they might they'll look outward for approval. So, for example, what I mean by that is that Jews are going to look for value in, by getting positive responses by people, whether they can, they'll help. And again, it's good if they want to help people, but if they help people just so that people will like them, that's not coming from a strong place. Like, they're looking for positive responses, like friendliness, helpfulness, goodness. So they need validation from other people to feel good about themselves. And so that's how they might cope or try to with their issue of shame. Well, threes are kind of go back and forth between inward and outward. So what I mean by that is that they have a strong need for positive feedback and information because they're very driven, but they also tend to always have this mindset like keeping up with the Joneses. How's my performance, or how am I measuring up to this person and that person? So they look for a lot of outward validation, but at the same time too, they want to know that they're trying to be accepted and they want to be seen for who they are. And when they struggle, they tend to sense they have to put on another face to meet the approval of others. So they kind of go back and forth about try and win people's approval, and then introspectively how to how they feel they're measuring up. Well, four is their thing is they have shame because then when they think that they're not valued as different, as unique, as just ordinary, and when they don't get that recognition from other people, they tend to kind of fall back and kind of get down and depressed and things like that, because that's how they feel. That's how they get fueled by the uniqueness of themselves and other people.
Right. And how about the threes then, right?
Yeah, so the threes, as the threes are kind of the balance between the outside and the inside. So meaning that they want to approve or will do nice things for people to try to validate their sense of self-worth because they want that approval. But they have a lot of introspection being recognized, but more recognized for what their accomplishments are and things of that sort. And that could have very tough effects on your sense of identity when you're trying to live up to other people's expectations.
Right. Well, we're going to continue with the topic. I just want to remind everybody the phone number in case they want to call in. It's 800-930-2819. But yeah, what would you say that these people who feel shame, and again, before I ask you that question, I just want to reemphasize that these are patterns, but not, you know, we're not all 100% predictable. So it's not like automatically because you're a three or a four that you're automatically going to have big issues with shame or anything like that. I mean, would you agree with that?
Right. It's more of a general theme than something set in stone, meaning that just you don't always struggle with shame to being a 2, 3, 4, and also it doesn't mean you don't have any anger issues or anxiety, and same would be said about the other numbers and the other triads.
Right. And what would you say that people that feel this shame issue a lot can do to better their situations?
So the advice that I would say is that, first of all, it's important you have to have self-love. You have to love who you are, know who you are as a person, what your goals are, and just try to be the better. You can only be the best you can be, and it's not trying to be the best you think someone else wants you to be, or that society wants you to be. It's more about just knowing that who you are, and that your value doesn't come from the opinions of others. And getting those messages are a very good way to kind of unburden us from those feelings of shame.
Uh-huh. And so, like, if you had, like, just one sentence to say to a 2, a 3, and a 4, what would that one sentence be?
If I'd, I would say that, I would say know thyself, love thyself, and that your identity is not shaped or formed by the opinions of others.
Okay, and what about for the, what would you say just that people can do to even identify whether they're going through these issues or not? Because a lot of times it's hard to, like, be honest with oneself, you know what I mean?
Right, right. And a lot of times I would suggest that really just check in, and when you're doing, whether you're reaching out to someone or trying to be helpful or even trying to, like, perform or impress, always ask yourself, are you doing it because you really help someone, or you really want to accomplish this goal for, you know, self-improvement, or is it that is there an underlying theme that you're doing it for either recognition or approval or being wanted or things of that sort? And so really tune in and try to get a sense of why you're doing what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's doing your energetic healing. Do you see how I think, do you have sometimes is that a big struggle for your clients sometimes, trying to discern actually what is truly motivating their actions?
Yeah, I mean, some people are a little bit more ready to face it than others. Those who are tend to be the ones who make, you know, who usually change the fastest. So basically, you know, I do find that, you know, people don't really recognize a lot of aspects of themselves. And so if, you know, even if they don't, I mean, you can still help them. But it definitely helps when they are ready to look at themselves deeper, you know. And, it, you know, sometimes I think with – sometimes when I'm just – you know, if I didn't have, like, information such as this, it would be harder sometimes to – explain some of what I do. Already what I do is difficult to explain to people, but we'll get on with all that after the break, because we're coming up on a break here. So I just want to let the audience know a few things before we go to break. And I want to let you know about Colette's Call Dance Live events and Float Your Boat Teleshifting events, and her book, The Truth is Funny, which you can find at thetruthisfunny.com. And her energetic correcting cards, which you might know about, as well as her paintings at talesfromthevector.com, and also at energeticupgrade.com. And on social media, you can find her on Facebook, Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And, of course, you can email the show as well. So we'll be back really soon after the break and continue talking about personality types, shame, anger, and anxiety, what we can do about it. We'll be right back. Make some more shift happen.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. And now, co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, we're back on The Truth Is Funny. This is Phil Free filling in for Colette today. I have my brother Michael on the line here with me. We've been discussing personality types and mainly talking about shame, anger, and anxiety. And I want to remind the audience if they want to call in, they can. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to get back into this. So, Michael, why don't we get into the anger triad and talk to us a little about which personality types have that pattern. Again, it's not absolute, but have that pattern of going into anger.
Yes. So the instinctive triad, which is the type 8, type 9, and type 1, are the ones that tend to struggle with anger. And so how they cope or struggle with anger is that eights will tend to lash out. They'll see as something that threatens them. Someone's crossed the boundary, they lash out. Ones are very generally disciplined, and so they don't like this sense of impulse of an anger. So they tend to just like sometimes feel very tense and just try to repress it or suppress it and just keep it tightly down and kind of build up a passive or aggressive form of anger. Well, nines will repress it, which is different than suppressing. Repress is almost like you don't acknowledge that it's there, and you almost silence, like deny a certain part of reality and just let that fester in you. So those are how the different types struggle with anger.
Uh-huh. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what they, you know, like what they get triggered by each number? And I know you just did, but like a little bit more detail maybe about the eights, the sevens, the eights, the nines, and the ones, excuse me.
Right. So the eight is known as the challenger. So what that means is that they're usually very commanding personalities. They like to be leaders. They like to take charge in initiatives and things of that sort. They're usually a little bit quite straightforward. They're not usually one to back down. So for them, they get triggered when they either have a sense that they're being attacked or even challenged or the risk of being betrayal. For them, it's kind of a way of putting their armor on. Like, I'm the leader here. They're not mess with me. Like, they kind of use it as a form to kind of like, it's kind of like a their way of having a preventive measure of, like, oh, don't mess with me, like, and things of that sort, because they close out, they close off their heart to vulnerability, because they really feel they have a big worry about vulnerability, so they use that anger to kind of tell people and warn people, well, don't mess with me. So that's why they can, their anger is more external in terms of, like, lashing out.
Mm-hmm. How about the other ones?
So the ones tend to be very analytical and very disciplined and followed by guidelines and things of that sort. So for them, it almost seems out of place having anger, because anything that's not structured and that's more like an impulse seems, for them, they're not very comfortable with that. It's just like it kind of rocks a little of their sense of keeping things on an even keel. So they might say, like, oh, I don't want these feelings, I don't want to have a reaction to this impulse. So they'll just kind of keep it in, and you'll sometimes see, like, their body language is just, like, very tense, like the way they open a door to stand or things like that. So they're not, they keep it in because they feel impulses and acting on threatens their sense of stability and self-control. While, And then while nine basically is and certain people struggle with anger, when their boundaries are violated, they tend to sometimes just allow it to happen, but they actually be very upset about it. But instead of coping with it or addressing the issue in a respectful way, say, hey, like, I feel disrespected, or please don't do that, they don't speak up, and they keep it inside and almost deny it. And sometimes they can get up, feel tense, and they can feel very angry at a random moment and not even know what triggered it. And a lot of times it's because they're not comfortable with anger and conflict, because nines are known as a peacekeeper, so they repress it and almost denies its existence. But unfortunately, that's not a very good solution, because eventually, when you don't deal with anger and boundaries being crossed, it will fester in some form sooner or later.
Uh-huh. So on a general level, do you see some general patterns that all three of these types, you know, the anger triad that they get, that they fall into, or a message that you would give them to help their cause, first on a general level, and then maybe a little bit more specific afterwards to each type?
I think the first thing I like to say for all types, just take a deep breath. Usually, it's never good to do something being reactive to something. So in the instinctive triads, which is the 8, 9, and 1 types with anger, is take a deep breath and ask yourself, are you being reactive, or is there something where you really have a strong sense, feeling that someone has just violated your boundaries? That means violating your sense of security and peace. And if it's reactive, maybe just take a deep breath, go on a run, meditate, things like that. Because usually those will lead to more conflict, unhealthy conflict, I should say. And if it's something where you really feel that your boundaries, sense of security, peace are threatened, take a deep breath and just kind of understand what are the best constructive ways to bring that issue up with someone. Because usually if you attack them back or don't even bring it up, you don't move in a positive direction of solving the problem.
Mm-hmm. So again, I mean, if you had just a sentence to say to an eight, you know, what would you say to an eight to help, you know, like, you know, specifically that number, to help them not go into anger so easily?
I would say that an eight, not everyone that has either annoyed you or violated a boundary did it intentionally. And sometimes not to always see things as like that someone's there to attack you and fight against you or things of that sort, and just to know, to try to really understand if someone's actually doing it intentionally, and then sometimes there you do need to be a servant, speak up, or if someone just is doing something not intentionally and they were just not being mindful and just trying to learn to, like, okay, like, internalize a little bit and just have more of a calm discussion. Mm-hmm. I'd say with the ones is just that knowing that it's good to be disciplined and deliberative, but not to the point where you want to, where you're keeping that tension and just like, I suggest things like meditate, take it in, let yourself feel it is where it is in your body, because a lot of times too that might help actually process what the source of your anger is instead of just trying to repress it. And for nines, I would say that being assertive is not the same thing as being aggressive. So assertion is a good thing when you want to speak up for yourself. And actually, instead of thinking that might create more disharmony, just remind yourself that actually standing up and speaking your own mind in a respectful but yet assertive way will actually garner people's respect and is more likely to increase communication and understanding, which will increase harmony.
Okay, good. Cool. Good information there, because, again, I mean, if I were to tie it with some of the, looking for energy issues, when I'm helping with that stuff, basically, I'll notice that, if I'm dealing with somebody like a nine, yes, I mean, it'll be, it's very common. Like we said, it's not like a tell-all, but it's very common in dealing with like a nine personality type that they're going to have issues of speaking up or speaking, standing up for themselves and things like that when they're not healthy. And so it's kind of an obvious sort of area to address or shift energetically when we know ahead of time or when we pick up quickly what the personality types are. So once again, this is kind of how we're able to combine the knowledge that you're bringing with the knowledge that I've learned as well.
Ryan, do you experience with your clients that sometimes someone might come in when thinking they're struggling with a certain issue, but when you actually correct them, you might feel, wow, actually, this issue or ailment they have is just like a built up anger it's not necessarily even the problem they came in with.
Right.
When you're working on them, it's something else that's actually really festering and throwing them off energetically. Do you see that happening pretty often with your clients?
Sure. Yeah. That's actually quite the norm, actually, in my field where, people are not quite pinpointing what it is. But yeah, we're about to hit another break here. So we'll be right back on The Truth is Funny, and stay tuned. We're going to make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, we're back on The Truth is Funny. This is Phil Free. If you want, you can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's whatphil@hotmail.com. Do you want to share your contact info one more time, Michael, the email anyway?
Yeah, so the best way to contact me is through email. My email is m_delage@yahoo.com.
Great, thanks a lot. So yeah, we're going to get into the last segment here, which is going to be about anxiety. So we have three personality types that tend to fall into this triad, obviously, in the called anxiety triad. And what can you say about that on a broad level? Why do people go into anxiety in the first place?
So yes, so with the thinking triad, which is the 5, 6, and 7 types, they tend to struggle with fear and anxiety. So a lot of times they struggle with the unknown, like what is going to happen to me? How am I going to survive? How can I keep things from bad things from happening, and how can I move forward in life? So a lot of times it's a sense of not trusting yourself and your inner guidance. So what you do is how you cope with it can go in different ways. For example, a 5 will retreat. Will treat and stay in their mind and maybe be a bit obsessive compulsive about something and just thinking of things over and over and over because they're too worried that rejoining the world and feel they don't have enough to bring to the table. So they just retreat from into their minds and generally from people, and that's how they struggle with fear and anxiety.
Uh-huh. So how about the number 6s?
So the 6s are their issue with anxiety is a balance, or I guess a little bit of teeter tattering between outward and inward. So the 6s will feel anxious inside because they have a strong they like to belong, they like to be part of a greater cause, part of a group, and all that. So when they feel that they don't have any people to belong to, friends and all that, they feel very anxious because they feel that they feel less safe being by themselves. And so they have a lot of anxiousness inside, but they also will launch into a lot of external issues like anticipation, thinking of worse things, or they might be preparing for worst case scenarios and things of that sort. That's how 6s will struggle with anxiety.
Okay, and how about number 7?
Tight. So the 7, interestingly enough, will deal with it almost outwardly. They're called the enthusiasts because they like to see things in the brightest light. They love freedom and doing, you know, trying adventurous things and all that. So they have a big fear of pain, of negative situations, of feeling trapped. So what they're going to do actually is they're going to deal with anxiety outwardly, meaning they might try a whole bunch of different things. They could do thrill-seeking, which is nothing wrong with that if you enjoy it, but it's not healthy when it's a cope with it. A sense of fear when you're doing it out of fear. So they might actually like overextend themselves by doing a whole bunch of things just to kind of soothe their sense of the unknown or their fear of missing out or things of that sort.
All right. So what would you say that these personality types can do to change their situation, better their situation?
So the first thing I'd always say with those types is that first that you'll never know for 100% sure what the future is going to be. We don't have a magical crystal ball. So what I mean, so my practical advice is just whatever you want to pursue in life, just take the time to master it, to know. What you want to do in and out, to trust yourself that if you're prepared, you trust yourself, you always try to grow, that you'll be fine. And the worst case scenario, there's no reason to think that the worst case scenario will always pan. A lot of times the worst case scenario doesn't actually playing itself out. So that's what I would tell to people in the thinking tribe who struggle with anxiety.
Right. So how about, would you say something more specifically to each number type, or would you say that just pretty much covers it for all of them?
In a nutshell, I'd say five, trust yourself, and you don't have to perfect something, but just go out, try things, and engage with people. And people will, you'll find that people are generally interested in conversing, sharing about themselves, hearing about you. So, that fear that holds you back and retreating your mind, let go of that and just try engaging a little bit. And you'll see that generally as you engage with people, you'll really grow, other people will grow through that. With the six is just to trust yourself, just remind yourself that, people want to be happy. You want to be happy. So people aren't there or necessarily out to get you. There's no reason to think that people have the worst intentions in mind. So just trust in yourself and trust in other people. And if the seven is to be, it's good to think about the future, but also appreciate the moment for what it is, and that there isn't always greener pastures on the other side. Meaning that like. It's good to be curious about other things, but don't always have that fear that you're missing out, and don't be fearful of addressing negative feelings. Don't wallow in them, but at least address them, because then that way it'll give you a more stronger sense of peace.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a lot of good information. We talk about these things a lot on our own, and for me, like I said, it's, many times it's been very insightful and certainly speeds up my process a little bit. I mean, it takes time to learn this, but once you get a grip of it, or once one person gets, once I got a grip of it a little bit anyway, it definitely sped up my energy work and helped me see a lot about people. I mean, anytime I can expand just the way I my awareness in general, I would say, I feel my process starts to go faster once I learn how to apply that awareness, in practical solutions as well. So, but that's what I do, and so it's a fun process. I like learning about this stuff, and thank you for sharing this with myself and with all the radio listeners. Is there any sort of concluding words you want to say on the topic?
I would say that concluding words is that and I would highly recommend anyone out there to contact my brother and other energetic practitioners, is also try to really sense inside and get a sense of what's driving you, your actions, your thoughts, And a lot of times we might think or feel we're doing one thing, but a lot of times it might be driven by these unhealthy things of shame, anger, and fear. And just to remind yourself that, as you know, you're a good person. Anger is not a bad thing when it's about setting boundaries. It's not good when it's reactive. And trust the process and trust in yourself, and the worst outcome is not usually the one that will end up playing itself out. So that would be my advice to all three types.
Right, great. And me, from an energetic standpoint, I was just saying, if you know what type you are and you know what your patterns are, then again, just, you know, essentially, you know, as we'd say, correct or shift the energy, you know, as you know how to do, you know, when it, in relation to these issues, essentially. So if you're a three, for example, then you may want to look first if, you know, if you have, you know, imbalances around shame. If you're a seven, for example, you may want to look if you have imbalances around anxiety and things like that, and so on and so forth. But we've run out of time here today. So once again, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's been our pleasure. And I want to thank the staff here and all the listeners. Colette will be back next week, Wednesday, 8 a.m. It's been a pleasure connecting with all of you. And tune in again to make some more shift happen.
Been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.